From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. and Russia have agreed to hold a summit between Presidents Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin. The announcement came following talks Wednesday in Moscow between Russian officials, including Mr. Putin, and White House National Security Advisor John Bolton. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke of the importance of bilateral ties in remarks to U.S. lawmakers in Washington.
The president is looking forward to an opportunity to find those handful of places where we can have productive conversations that lead to improvements for each of our two countries. I think we're eyes wide open that field space is pretty small. They don't share our values in the same way that the European countries do. But I think the president is hopeful that we can reduce the temperature, reduce the risk for America, and find a handful of places where we can perhaps get a good outcome in Ukraine.
The summit expected to take place in a mutual agreeable third country. An announcement could come Thursday. Aside from Ukraine, the agenda will likely involve Syria. Atlantic Council security analyst Robert Manning also believes a meeting is important regarding arms control.
I think we have real problems in terms of the unraveling of our strategic framework with Russia that we've had since the Cold War, and that's something that needs to be seriously examined and fixed.
Mr. Putin said U.S.-Russia relations are not in the best shape, but added the Bolton meeting offers hope the first steps can be taken to restore full-scale ties. The sentencing of a protest leader in Morocco's Rif region to 20 years in prison sparked outrage Wednesday. Hundreds protested against the conviction of Nasser Zefzafi by a Casablanca court on charges of undermining public order and threatening national unity. This is VOA News. In the U.S., 82-year-old Supreme Court Justice Anthony Kennedy Wednesday announced his intention to step down from the 9-member court after 30 years. It'll give President Donald Trump another nomination to the High Court, his first coming last year with the appointment of Neil Gorsuch. The Kennedy announcement will likely upend the delicate balance between liberals and conservatives on the High Court that often has the final say on major issues. Sam Ehrman, a University of Southern California law professor, said Kennedy has been viewed as a crucial swing vote.
He was a conservative who was moderate or even liberal on certain issues. So on those issues, you can expect there to be a fairly substantial shift. Abortion rights is one, affirmative action is another. In other areas, though, it may not change things dramatically, and you will also now have one of the five conservatives emerge as the most moderate, and that person will have different issues where they depart from the conservative orthodoxy.
Kennedy's retirement is expected to lead to a major confirmation battle in the Senate where the nomination must be approved. Poland Wednesday revised its 4-month-old so-called Holocaust law that was criticized by the U.S. and Israel by removing the threat of a 3-year jail term for anyone convicted of accusing Poland of being in any way complicit to Nazi war crimes against Jews in occupied Poland during World War II. Efraim Zuroff directs the Simon Wiesenthal Center.
There's no question that a law like this, in its original form, poses a very serious threat to serious historical research on the role of Poles during the Holocaust. If they reach the conclusion, which happens to be true, or not happens to be, but is true, that Poles collaborated with the Nazis in the murder of Jews during the Holocaust.
The Polish government has argued the law was necessary to protect Poland's reputation of being a victim of Nazi aggression. The first Rwandan-made Volkswagen rolled off the assembly line Wednesday at the country's first auto factory. Thomas Schaefer heads the Volkswagen Group South Africa.
The big game will be to connect the African brothers, Kenya, Rwanda, Nigeria, South Africa, and create an African market. Because then you're talking 1 billion people. And then you can if walk away from exporting to America, exporting to Germany. What's the point? You've got the market right here.
President Paul Kagame was on hand and said the $20 million plant represents a new chapter in Rwanda's economic transformation. After talks in Beijing with visiting Defense Chief Jim Mattis, China's President Xi Jinping insists China does not intend to lose even 1 inch of territory, believed to be a reference to China's assertion over contested islands in the South China Sea.
That's the latest world news from VOA.